Well, no doubt, and already having the the seed property up here to do that, yeah, it's not hard to retire to live up here. You don't need a whole lot. But having the land and the the dwelling is the biggest thing. And I'm hoping I can obtain something cottagey, maybe on the water somehow. I enjoyed the cottage life down in the Nuevo there when we were younger. It's a lot different, you know, the cottagers down there, they're all privately owned, and a lot of corporate stuff has, been buying up stuff over the years. And I took a look at the plat down there in the Geographical Information Search System, the GIS down there in the county, and it's like, it's like they bought up all the old plots around the property. It's like, strange. I don't know what they're doing. Down there, they got cottages right next to each other. They wouldn't, you wouldn't be able to zone it that way today, but, back in the day, that's what they did. And you got two tracks going across, like, the front half of someone's property to your property. It's really kind of weird. You don't see a lot of that anymore, except in really old areas.